Good morning and welcome to HealthWorks. This is Carol Kanier, Wayne Memorial Community Health Manager. I want to thank you for listening this morning. So on today's show, I have a returning guest. I have Jeff Zarichek. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning, Carol.
And how are you today?
I'm fine. How are you?
Good, good. And for those of you that may not have heard the show or first time listening, Jeff is the director of Wayne County Drug and Alcohol, correct?
Yes, that's correct.
So you oversee all of Wayne County, right?
Oh, the drug and alcohol program part.
Correct. Yes, let's clarify that. We don't want
you
Michelle Belinsky.
No,
if I could, I would, you know. Jeff does an amazing job for our community, bringing awareness about drug and alcohol, helping people with recovery, working with prevention. And that's why, you know, I asked you to be on the show today, because September is recovery month, correct?
That is correct, Carol, yes.
And, you know, I think this is kind of our little routine now. Every year I try to, you know, invite you onto the show to share with our community, first of all, the events that you're doing for Recovery Month for drug and alcohol, but also the service that you provide for Wayne County,
sure.
which is needed. So tell us a little bit about, you know, drug and alcohol. What is the goals? What is the mission?
The mission of our office is first and foremost to prevent the onset of substance use disorders. And we do that through the programming we provide in the school districts, to the students, and education throughout the community. And when substance use disorder is present, then our mission is to mitigate the damaging effects it has on this community, on families, and on individuals. And we do that through our case management services, through our recovery support services, and through our provider network. Here in Wayne County, we have PA Treatment and Healing in Little Creek, and we have contract with approximately 30 other inpatient facilities throughout Pennsylvania.
Wow, and like you said, you know, all of these services are needed in our county, so thank you for that. You know, if someone only is listening for the first couple of minutes and they want a phone number, because I'm going to ask you a couple of times, can you provide a phone number to our listeners?
Absolutely. 570-253-6022. Our phone number, we are here from 8 to 4, but we are on call 24/7.
Okay, so if anyone is in need of help at, say, 11 o'clock at night, they can call this number and answering service or someone can...
An answering service will make a connection to a live case manager who is on call.
Yes. Perfect, thank you. So let's talk about the celebration, because, you know, I mentioned that September is recovery month for substance abuse. And you use the word celebration, which I think it really gives a good impact for our community, because we want to celebrate those individuals who have recovered, who's worked so hard. So tell us a little bit about that.
Sure. You know, September is National Recovery Month, and we take the opportunity to celebrate persons in recovery, to celebrate the recovering community, with the idea that that gives hope to others, that there's always hope, and recovery is always within an individual's grasp if they want it. So this year we're going to do two separate smaller scale events. On September 15th, we are going to be at the Fred R. Miller Memorial Pavilion on Main Street in Honesdale from the 12 to 3 o'clock. And we will be on the courthouse in lawn in front of the courthouse from 12 to 3 on September 22nd. Both of those events, we will have some snacks and refreshments, and we'll have our, you know, hopefully individuals will stop by and learn more about our services. We'll have a lot of giveaways. They will meet our staff and get to talk to them and interact with them. We'll also have the Little Creek Foundation and the Wright Center there. They will be disseminating Narcan, which is the overdose reversal medication for interested individuals. And we will have our prescription drug disposal bags, which will be also available to the community at no cost.
Right. And, you know, the Narcan, we were talking about that, you know, the overdose reversal medication, which, you know, individuals can pick up. But you are working in partnership with other, like, Little Creek
right.
Foundation.
Correct.
for the free Narcan that people can pick up on those 2 days.
Right. The Little Creek Foundation is the centralizing coordination entity for Wayne County, which is, means they are the, really in charge of ensuring that Narcan is available to the county. And we assist them in kind of helping them to get venues to present and to train in and to disseminate in.
Right. And also a big partner is the Wright Center, right? We want to give them a little bit of credit there, too.
Absolutely. And the Wright Center also partners with us on this, and they have put together, so we're not just giving out the medication. The Wright Center has put together some nice little Narcan, what they call kits, which have the medication, but they also have gloves and face masks. And most importantly, phone numbers to call, because we have to remember that Narcan is harm reduction. Certainly, it's very important because you can't treat or help somebody if they're not alive. But it's just the very, very beginning. If somebody overdoses to the point where they need to be reversed with this medication, they very clearly need help for their substance use disorder. And they might not be so lucky next time. So these numbers are very, very important.
Right. And, you know, we didn't talk about this before, but stigma, you know, some people feel there's a stigma behind substance abuse, but it can happen in any family. It can happen to anyone. It's not just illegal drugs. It could be, you know, addiction to prescription drugs. So Narcan is definitely a medication that can help people in a situation that they don't want to be in, and to maybe when they receive the Narcan, when they awake that they have you, they have the resources available, they can get help. And that's so important for people to know.
Absolutely. And Carol, I'm very glad you brought up the stigma. I mean, a part of our Recovery Month events are to break down the stigma associated with substance use disorders. I mean, so many of us, our lives are impacted either directly or indirectly by this. Very few lives are untouched.
Right.
And this is something, this is a public health issue. And we want it to be a mainstream conversation, not conversation behind curtains or behind the shadows.
Right. So, you know, and that's what's great about these two events that you're having on September 15th and September 22nd. People could come and ask questions. They can learn about your service. You know, like you said, meet some of your staff that'll be there, correct?
Exactly. Exactly. And that's really what we want. We want this to be just as mainstream as any other service provider, any other medical service provider. That may be doing some sort of community forum. I want people to be just as comfortable coming up, discussing, taking our little giveaways and learning more about what we do and how we can help.
Right. And so, but say if someone's out there and like, oh, I can't be there on either of those days, they can call your office. They can ask questions, correct?
Oh, my goodness. Yes, absolutely. They can always call our office. We have an email account through the county website. They can email me questions, but they can also stop by or call at any time. When we're here, and we'd be more than happy to discuss our services and what we do for the community.
Right. And services are free, correct?
Yes. There are no charge for any of the services that we offer in our office.
Right. And I think another important thing that, people may need to hear, it is free, but it's also confidential, that people call you and you don't necessarily need to know their name per se, but they can get information to help them.
That's correct. And nobody, so we always say our help is free and confidential, and it's regardless of a person's ability to pay for treatment. Nobody should ever be able to say, I can't afford to go to treatment. And for the Wayne County Drug and Alcohol Commission, that you don't never have to say that. You never have to worry about that. That should never be a reason not to access help. We will pay for your treatment if there is no other means to pay for it.
Right. And I know, you know, in the years I've been doing community health, I've gotten a couple of phone calls. And like, you know, that's one thing I don't, you know, when I hear that, you know, I can't afford to mm-hmm. get help. Yes, there's programs out there, especially, you know, within your office with drug and alcohol, that people can get help. That should not be a reason why they do not call.
Absolutely. And all you need to do is be a Wayne County resident. Even some folks with insurances have high deductibles and co-payments. If you're a Wayne County resident, we're able to assist you with those too.
That's really great. So another thing that you're going to give out is these drug disposal bags. Can you tell us a little bit about those?
Well, a very important part of our prevention mission is to not and to ensure that prescriptions don't get into the wrong hands, which is basically anybody who shouldn't have them. So, and a lot of folks hang on to prescriptions because they don't know how to properly dispose of them or can't get to drop-off boxes during the business hours. So these bags are convenient because you can simply put your prescriptions pills in them as directed, put water in them as directed, and there's charcoal in there that dissolves the medication, and the bags can be disposed of in your household garbage. So we will have those available along with instructions. And that really is hopefully will help a lot of people safely dispose of prescription medications that they should not have around, but are unable to access the drop boxes because of a work schedule or a distance thing or whatever the case may be.
Right. And you know, we are talking about narcotics or, those drug disposal bags are good for any kind of prescriptions. But, you know, our focus right now, or not our, your focus and your group's focus is, you know, for those kind of substances or prescriptions.
Certainly. That's really the focus or the intent of them. But like mm-hmm. you said, I mean, obviously they will dissolve and deactivate any medication.
Right.
The intent is to destroy narcotics. But anything that even children could hurt themselves, that doesn't have to be a narcotic for a mm-hmm. child to hurt him or herself.
That's so true. And, you know, because we never recommend disposing of medications in the garbage or in down the drain or in the toilet. That I remember years ago we used to do that because that can get into our water supply, correct?
Yes, technically it can. And it's definitely not the best way to dispose of them.
Right. And we've learned over through the years what the proper way of doing it. And this is definitely the correct way of doing it. So can we just a little talk about, I know September is National Recovery Month, mm-hmm. But you also do a lot of preventions in the schools. So you also have prevention specialists that work.
Yes. And as I said, that's certainly an important part of our mission because it's all like I always use the fire analogy. It's certainly always better to prevent a fire than it is to have to put it out halfway through and kind of mitigate the damages and do the mop up the mess. So we do prevention. We have three prevention specialists that work in the three school districts we serve are Wayne Highlands, Western Wayne, and Wilma Hallpack. And we provide evidence-based programming. We sit on the SAP teams and serve as the drug and alcohol liaisons for those teams. And we also do some community events, which we call alternative activities for students. We just did one. We partnered with Wilma Hallpack Church to do some sort of a slip and slide event.
I heard about
it
that.
It sounded like a lot of fun if I was a lot younger. Yeah. But and those are just what we call activities that are they're healthy activities for youth.
Right.
In as opposed to I'm bored, there's nothing to do, mm-hmm. and sometimes that's a road that leads to trouble. So trying to help with that and educate youth. It's not just the event has educational components to it. So that's also a part of our prevention mission as well.
Right. And I know in past years we've worked together with the Together for Health School program, providing drug and alcohol prevention, about marijuana use, about vaping, all of these things that are so important for our youth to learn about. Mm-hmm. And again, prevention is the key. But so thank you again for doing all of that for our youth in our community.
Well, I have to say that I thank my wonderful staff that I have here who obviously are the backbone of this agency. I have fabulous prevention specialists. I have fabulous case management specialists, recovery specialists, and anybody else that serves the public. We definitely couldn't do it without their dedication. They're very dedicated and very invested.
They are. And I will definitely say thank you to you and your staff because they are wonderful to work with. And they just really care about the individuals that they work with also. So thank you for that. Phone number again for Wayne County Drug and Alcohol.
570-253-6022.
And where are you located?
We're on 318 10th Street in Honesdale.
Right. And if you visit the Wayne County website, there is a section for drug and alcohol, correct?
That is correct, yes.
And there's great information on there. I go to that all the time when I want to find something out. So
yes, and that has some information on our programming and a little more detailed information on the different components of programming that we offer. And also has an email.
Perfect.
They can email us questions.
Great. Well, Jeff, thank you so much for being on the show today. Our 15 minutes goes by really fast, doesn't it?
Certainly does. But it's my pleasure to do this, since it's kind of like a tradition now.
It is a tradition. Keep it up. Yes. So again, come out on September 15th and then again on September 22nd between 12 and 3 and help celebrate recovery for everyone in Wayne County, correct?
That is correct. Please come out and join us.
Thank you. And again, this is Carol Kinnear, Wayne Memorial Community Health Manager, wishing you a great day, and thank you for listening.